You're listening to episode number 87, October 20th, 2019.
Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bomb of five truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club.
Yeah, hello, this is Dr. Kim. I am your host, and I am finally back after about a several week hiatus, ready to begin afresh with a new way of doing this podcast. Not so much that what was happening before was wrong, but it seemed to me as though I were trying to reinvent Animal Talk Naturally, so that is not going to happen. If you want some of those episodes, then I am going to make the Doggone Wellness program that's currently available through here. I'm going to make it as a subscription so you can get any of those episodes that I add to that at any time. So I thought I would just let you know that this is going to be basically, this is how God teaches me through dogs and everything to do with Him. That's why it's the Doggone Truth. And yes, of course, dog wellness is going to enter. I can't help but not do that. I'm an animal naturopath. And the same for human health. So I have a couple of podcasts I'd already in mind for this new season that we're beginning. So it's awesome since it is the new year, the Jewish new year too. So pretty exciting after Rosh Hashanah. And a whole lot that went down with that. On September 28th, we got a new puppy. We named him Ezra. And I will link what his name means and where it came from in the show notes so you can read that. But I want to start with a puppy parable. That's why I'm calling this the puppy parable, because it was based on an actual vision given to this woman who wrote the book, Parables, Dreams, and Encounters. It's Understanding God's Language and Symbols. Her name is Jackie Robinson, only she spells it J-A-C-Q-U-I-E, not like Jackie Robinson, the athlete. Anyway, she is, I don't know what country she is from, but she's a beautiful, amazing prophet. And I just really excited that I read her book and learned some of this. This was at the end of the book. Funny that I just finished it, and we've had Ezra now for 3 weeks yesterday, and I am going to be giving the actual dates when I record these podcasts instead of when you listen to them. I will be also inviting you to join me on live stream real soon. I used to do live stream on Blog Talk Radio, and I always found that just was the best way to interact with the audience. I don't normally take call-ins, just so you know, but I do interact in the text chat. Anyway, this parable was amazing because it felt like exactly what I'm going through in this season with this new puppy. I've never had a puppy like this before. My husband and I are both going, the first few days we were like, what have we done? What have we gotten ourselves into? Ezra is a Carolina dog. He is fourth generation, naturally reared on his sire's side. His mother, or his dam, was naturally reared from 8 weeks on after Susan got him. It's who we got Ezra from. And they drove out here from Tennessee to bring him to us. Yep, they sure did. All the way to New Mexico. So it was interesting. It was great meeting them. And it was interesting to encounter a puppy like one I've never had before. It's been really eye-opening. My husband and I have definitely been completely and utterly pushed out of our comfort zone. In fact, a friend of mine said I have shock whiplash from this, and that she calls it beautiful chaos. She says at least online in public, but privately other things come out. But at any rate, and it's been interesting when someone said to me, one of our graduates who saw my post on Facebook said, wow, I bet you you're a really good student. And I said, well, I'm going to be really candid and transparent and say, no, I haven't been. I've been, you know, I've had meltdowns and frustrations and letting goes and holding ons and all kinds of things happening. And I know that God is really doing a work in me through this. And I didn't expect it to come in the package of a little black and tan Carolina dog. You know, they are so much closer to a feral state than a lot of other domestic breeds. And another friend of mine said, who used to be a dame person like me, she used to raise them and she used to raise whippets and she shows them And she did that for years, and now she's raising, I think she said a podengo, and they're little. They look almost, they reminded me a little bit of a basenji, only shorter, and but in that kind of a, you know, alert look, more of a natural dog state. The state that you see dogs look like more in their natural wild state. Beautiful, beautiful little girl, and she said she felt the same way the first couple months she had this puppy, and the puppy's now 8 months old. So I'm not alone in these feelings, but, you know, and all my failings and everything. Well, my friend, our graduate, responded with, her name is Joy, she responded with, "Sounds like you're a good student to me." So I said, "Wow, thank you for saying that, because I feel, you know, I'm so hard on myself. I let my failures dictate to me so much, you know, if I'm not doing everything perfectly because I'm supposedly this animal person." And at times I've even, during this, I've questioned, how much of an animal lover am I really? I mean, this is so hard, so frustrating. And the older we get, the harder it gets, because we get real complacent, stuck in comfort, relaxation. You know, our dog King, our American Bully, is almost 8 years old, and so he's at that really cool stage where they're just chillaxing and they're fun to be with. They know your mannerisms, they know everything about you, so they know how to be with you in that moment and to roll with it. And he is such a great, great therapy dog for me. He is the therapy dog I never knew I needed. He just really helps me with those emotions. And interestingly enough, even though I've dealt with these things with Ezra, he is too. And he's super smart. He has some real wildness in him and some tendencies. I'm beginning to wonder if part of it is he's a male and he's like a young little boy growing up. And, you know, they get better when they get older, maybe. But the girls are good when they're little. So I honestly don't know. I know I grew up with four brothers, so they were always pretty wild growing up. And I don't know if it's just how it is, and then they get better later. So it's been a really a challenge for me. I've never had one that yodeled and cried and whined all the, you know, whenever he wanted something like a baby does. I've never had one that is awake more than asleep, at least during the day. So he takes short naps, because I've always had giant breed dogs like Great Danes, Mastiffs, you know, and even a really big, large, large Golden Retriever, larger than they usually are. And he was just the easiest puppy. And I know people say, well, Goldens are probably right. So I've never really been challenged to this degree, except for when, remember when I did the podcast on Lieben, my Great Dane, he was challenging because of where I was at. And when I look back, though, I think he was really good in comparison. Now, this one's learning. He's super fast learner, super high energy, super agile. Like, I have never seen a puppy this young. He'll be 3 months old this week. This agile. And that's the difference between a naturally reared dog and a conventionally reared one that's been raised from parents that have been raw fed. He's raw fed. It's amazing to watch because the growth is normal. It's not like all these birds. And he does have growth issues. He does have teeth coming out already, you know, and the adult teeth will start coming in soon. He had to adapt to so much. I didn't even think about that when we first got him. He came from the East Coast, so he came from 2-hour different time zones, so being fed on a completely different schedule, from super green, lush mountains and, you know, surrounded with mountains and things all over and much warmer climate, to our climate that's super hot in the day but cold at night and in the mornings, 2-hour time delay, completely desert fauna. So he's really had to adapt to a whole lot, not to mention away from his siblings and his mom and the home and life he knew, the people he knew, right into our laps. And that had to be scary. I mean, and all kinds of everything just switch for him. He is definitely been a tornado whirlwind. So I wanted to share, and kind of what I've been feeling is, because I haven't been able to go on the walks. At first, the first week I tried to take him, and he became so overwhelmed. And even though I would carry him part of the way, at the openness, the bigness of what, first of all, I wasn't used to, but then being taken on a walk that was so big for a little guy, I couldn't imagine what that must be like for him. And yet he's adapting probably better than us. He had to sleep in a crate alone. He is with another adult dog that he didn't have any idea about what he was like or anything. And so they have fun together. They play together. King doesn't always want to, and he's pretty patient with him. So we're teaching him and helping them to be able to play, because King is super strong, but he's gentler with him. I'm learning a lot from this whole situation. I also dug into some training and learning things in training that I didn't know. Some things I did, even though a course I'm taking I thought would be great. It's not, but another book I'm reading is from a known trainer. So I'm learning, but I'm learning from both, because I always glean, even if I'm not totally enjoying the courses I'm taking, I always glean from them something. So not everything is working with him, partly because of me and partly just because of who he is. So I wanted to share this parable because now that I'm not going on those long walks now, because it was just too overwhelming for Ezra, my husband still takes King, but I'm going into, we have a lower yard that's got horse fencing around it that's all natural flora and fauna, and he just runs zoomies down there and goes wild. So it's getting him adjusted to being out in that kind of openness in flora and fauna. So when we do go on the walks, it won't be as scary. And I do take him, like, we take a little bit of a walk with my husband and King so that he can adjust to that. He still wants to run all the way back home, even though it's a short distance, because it's just still scary for him. And he's little enough that it wasn't like when I took my Great Dane where it wasn't scary to him. He was already big. So it's a learning thing for me, but I was feeling kind of frustrated. Like, I can't go on my walks. I feel like I'm caged in a fence and all of this stuff. And then I read this parable and oh my goodness. And then my walk with God this morning was like, oh my goodness, I must share this. So I'm going to share it. Do with it what you will. So this was from the book by Jackie Robinson and Parables, Dreams, and Encounters, Understanding God's Language and Symbols. And this was a vision that she was given. And she says it was like a scene. I'm not going to read from it because I don't want to read straight from her book this whole thing. And she just said it was a backyard and the puppy was seated at the feet of its owner. Now, keep in mind, this is a parable and it's really about us. It's really about us and our relationship with God. So just listen. Don't think it's mean. And honestly, I thought this was fantastic because Ezra has not been given free run of the house yet, because he hasn't earned that privilege yet, because he's into everything. So we do keep him on a leash, a puppy training leash, that's really helping us. And it's helping him to learn boundaries. And yet he gets to be in the house with us and come through and learn. And, and of course, the potty training and all that's going on as well still. Also, and that's greatly improved. He's pretty smart. He really knows where he's supposed to go. It's just that sometimes if we aren't on it, you know, a puppy's going to go. So that's up to us. So anyway, she talks about how there were in this yard, in this backyard, and there's this green, there was these railings and fence, and out beyond them in this beautiful green area, all these other dogs, puppies were playing and tumbling, chasing, having a great time. And this puppy wanted to run and join them, but he could only go to the end of his leash. He couldn't run through and get to them. So he would whine. He was small, it says, but tried to slip under the fence rails and everything, but he'd whine and he'd pull harder and pull harder and pull harder until the point that he was choking himself. So he had to pull back because he knew he was choking himself. People might say, well, that was mean of the owner not to let him. There's a point to this. It's more about me. Okay. More about what I learned about me. And I hope that this encourages you as well to see yourself. And then maybe in a situation that you may be having similar with your own dog in your own life, whatever it might be, will encourage you. It said the day, every day that these dogs would show up, and right just beyond the railings, they were having raucous fun, she said. And their little barks would say, come and play, come and play. It's like the puppy felt like they were calling him to come and play. But he was restricted by a leash, and he would want look up. And I've seen these sad eyes from Ezra look up at me so sad. How come? Why can't I? Whoa. When he relaxes and gives in, that's when he gets the attention and the release that he desired. It's when he's going crazy and pulling at the leash and wanting his way and throwing a tantrum that he's going to stay stuck in that. And I can relate myself. Yes, even at my age, I can relate. But he would be like, this is no fun for me. This is boring staying stuck to you all the time. And he would try to do the sad puppy eyes and all of this sort of thing. It was a temptation to him, even one day where he smelled a bone that had been cooked, and he wanted to get it. That smell was there, but it was just out of his reach. So eventually, as time passed, this dog grows into a full-grown dog, and he would often just sit with his master and put his head in his lap, and they enjoyed each other. The master would rub his head, and they would look into each other's eyes, and there was love being communicated between them. And his master treated him so well, loved him, was good to him, cared for him. Eventually, and ultimately, that allure beyond that fence became less and less appealing. He actually became more comfortable with the leash. Eventually, didn't even feel restricted anymore. One day, the owner removes the leash. But this immediate freedom didn't bring any change to the dog's demeanor. He didn't run off and want to go join all the other dogs who, by the way, were still out there playing. And he had no desire to leave his master's side. And even while he heard them, while he was napping one day and heard them out there, he just thought, no, I don't want to go play with them. They're still raucous. They're still wild. They're still running all over the place. Nothing for them had changed. But he had grown to have this closeness, this engagement with his master who loved him so, was cared for, and he knew that they were in the deepest relationship ever. So as I was going through that, reading that, and thinking about that, I started to look at the fence I'm in as this time for me to grow in my walk with God, even though it seems restrictive. I'm walking, I'm just not going all over the place like I normally do, and I'm focused on God. And I'm watching Ezra run zoomies. He runs zoomies for a good 20 minutes. Gets into thing. He digs. He bites things. Poor plants in the natural flora and fauna are suffering. They will come back next year because they are resilient. My Great Dane puppy completely destroyed them at one time and they all came back. Well, now Ezra's doing the same. And I know they'll come back. It's hard to see and watch, but he's letting off all this intense energy. And then he has his breakfast and he's still at the 3 meals a day because of his youthfulness. And yes, he's raw fed and such strength and energy and intelligence because he's my first several generations in naturally reared dog. All the others have come to me as either first generation or no, they had just been switched because I switched them. So this is interesting for me, and I'm hearing from my natural rearing friends who've had several generations say this is normal. And I thought, wow, man, the things that we're missing out on and this amazingness of this. So I just want to say that as God was giving me the most, I said, I'm missing out on the beautiful sunrises. And there was an amazing one this morning. And I looked at it and went, I can capture these photos from within this fence. And I did. And they were stunning. I couldn't believe it. So I knew they were a gift from God. And then I introduced Ezra for the first time. Real first introduction of who he is on Facebook and Instagram. I didn't before. I had done one post of in a group, private group. I just really felt I wasn't ready to share him and the struggles. And now I am. And here I am with this parable of my own life and how God is using this to draw me closer to him. I was walking around and jumping around and doing and kind of almost modeling Ezra. And I went, I'm free. I'm free in him. I'm not tethered. I'm protected. And I'm loved and I'm his, and he loves me so much. And I can find all of my purpose and meaning in life and everything in him. And it was just an amazing time of worship for us and for me and him together. And just thinking about who he is and all that he does. And I hope that this will encourage you to look deeper, to go further. To me, that was the shadow of his wings that I'm held in. And one day I will be walking out there with Ezra, and he will feel that confidence in me, and he will have confidence in his relationship with me and not be afraid and not think it's all overwhelming in such big space, because he trusts me the way I trust God. And it was just eye-opening. It was funny because several years ago, it was quite a number of years ago, Lou Sterrett, who he does his preaching as a pastor from the saddle. He teaches schools that way. It's interesting because he's a horseman. You can look him up. And he did several podcasts with us on Animal Talk Naturally, and he talks about finding freedom within fences. And at the time I thought it was a great story, but it Tali came home for me now. And I believe this will be one of the ones that I will be sharing. And even though it doesn't maybe make sense to some people, but I really think that that particular podcast will be a great one to share as a follow-up to this one, because it struck me. Oh my goodness, he was right. So that's all I have for this time. I have another one coming up. A conversation I had with a friend who has an amazingly beautiful Great Dane puppy who's now, I think he's 6 months now. I met the puppy this summer at Young Living Convention. And so I want to share a conversation he and I had on essential oils, but it's more than that. It's more like our thought process. And really, that's what this podcast is going to be about, our mindset. I hope that this one helps you a lot. And when you hear Lou share his, I think you'll really appreciate what I have to say today. And even though he's talking about horses and not dogs, same difference, just a different scenario, just a different approach, different delivery. Same topic. All right, you guys, remember, when you know the truth, when you know him, then the truth will make you free.
Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.